Hey, good morning, everybody. Taking a break from Open Line here for just a few moments. As joining us in studio once again this morning is the city manager of the city of Coffeyville, Mark Hall. And Mr. Hall, good morning. How
are
you doing?
It's great to see you again and be here.
Absolutely. It's good to have you in today. And what you're going to be talking about today, though, is on November 2nd, 2021, Coffeyville voters will be asked to vote to impose a half-cent sales tax, an extension, and 40% of that would be going to housing and economic development. 40% would be going to development and improvement of public parks and related community improvements, and 20% will go to improvements and economic development of the city's historic downtown. So, what is the renewal question on November 2nd?
The renewal question: the existing half cent sales tax is scheduled to sunset on September 30th. 2022, unless repurposed by the voters on November 2nd.
So what will the half-cent sales tax be used for if approved by voters? I kind of talked a little bit about before that, but what will it be used for overall?
Well, and that is, it is 40% will go to community development and public park improvements. And so you'll see seven parks with Coffeyville, which I know people have been around, and the equipment that is in there, that will be all updated, and it will be those parks will be done, and then there will be two new parks added, one in the central area. There'll be one and service the central area, which is from Walnut to Buckeye, from 8th Street to 1st Street. It'll be in that area. And then the one will be in the south area. And that will provide coverage for the city. Of course, the existing seven parks will be upgraded, but this is something that everyone can experience and feel. And then, of course, housing. That's something we need to address. Housing will be programs that not only be offered if approved by voters to Coffeyville locally, but we will use and piggyback on those state and federal programs. And then finally, it's the historic downtown. There's a portion of 20% for historic downtown. There'll be grants for improvements to the existing buildings. And then also, as we go along, if approved by voters, will be a reconstruction, reconfiguration, you know, of the streets and improvements on those.
So as we've been talking about, this is not a new sales tax, though. This is just an extension of an existing one, correct?
That is true. This is not a new. It's a the renewal question repurposes the expiring sales tax. And it is, you will see no difference, if approved by the voters, no difference at the cash register. And this is not a new sales tax, but a repurposed sales tax.
So what are the benefits? We've talked about a few of them. You already talked about some of them. But what are the benefits for the citizens of Coffeyville if this sales tax is extended?
Well, and this goes back to the origination of the sales tax. It is one. It's a financial resource for making Coffeyville more appealing and having the amenities that Coffeyville deserves. But the sales tax is paid for by all consumers, tourists, and locals to fund programs and improvements to Coffeyville through a sales tax. It is one of those that all the revenue that comes from the sales tax stays in Coffeyville. It's not used outside. It stays in Coffeyville, which is important. And it is, it relieves the city from using property tax to furnish these things for Coffeyville, which is because it's a sales tax. One great, great advantage is that 33% is felt, if not more, comes from outside, people that don't even live here, which makes sense to sit there and say, if you come in and shop, that you contribute to making Coffeyville the best it can be. And that is what's wonderful about it. It's not just saying that if you're a local resident, that when you purchase, you bear the whole burden of these improvements. It is to sit there and say, all the visitors that come from out of town, outside the city limits, they're going to contribute too. So that's a great thing.
Yeah, like if you have family members visiting from out of town and they purchase some stuff in town, well, they're contributing to it at that point as well, but even though they don't live here. So
you bet.
So and so, like you were saying, this also does not affect the property tax, though, right? Correct?
No, and that is something that this is a sales tax. I guess we want to say two different critters, and this is sales tax. Like I say, this is collected at your register on retail items. It is one of those that is what goes to making these improvements. So, and stress again, this is not a new or increased sales tax. This is one that is expiring, just to be repurposed for the improvements like we've discussed earlier.
Well, if the sales tax, if the voters approve it, how long will this extension go for?
Well, and that is the good thing, that this is not a never ending. It is a 10-year. So if approved by the voters, it would begin October 1st, 2022, and it would expire September 30th, 2032. So it's 10 years, and then the only way you can go forward is by approval by the voters. So it's not a lifetime or continuing sales tax. This gives the voters, if approved, to actually watch over the 10 years of what a good thing that it does. And I like that. It's kind of, the public gets a say, and they do. They get to say at the end of 10 years, good job, what a great thing. Or they get to say, hey, it's not a forever. So I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. And again, that vote will be coming up on November 2nd. And again, it's going to be a vote to extend the already existing tax, not a new tax, but extending the tax that is already there. So if anybody has any questions about this, though, how can they contact you guys if they want just a little bit more information on this?
Well, you can go to the city's website. There's information on there. We're also going to have on our government channel, which you can turn in. But we know that the chamber, if you'll go to the chamber site, there's some information on there. We're getting this information out because we feel this is truly a sales tax for the people of Coffeyville. It's truly everyone can experience, you know, from downtown to the parks. And to actually be able to go out and see and touch and experience things, that's what it should be. But we can, of course, you can always call City Hall. We'll connect you with some. But if you'll go to the government channel, we have information on there, or if you go to our website. But, you know, I want to thank the chamber. They put it out to their members, and if you go to the chamber site, which is a great site, get you updated on what's going on in Coffeyville. But they do have the city's proposal, sales tax proposal, on the site.
All right. Well, again, Mr. Hall, I appreciate you coming in today, talking about this potential extension of the sales tax that is currently here, and it will be extended for another 10 years if approved by voters. And again, it's going to go to a mix of things, 40% to housing and economic development and improvement of public parks, 40% there, and then 20% to the city's historic downtown. So, Mr. Hall, I appreciate you coming back in this morning and talking about this, and we will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks.
All right. And thank you for listening, Coffeyville, and I appreciate you having me back.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will restart Open Line. You're listening to Mighty 690.